I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I have never seen this many books for sale in one place, except in a bookstore. This is just wonderful.
That was the reaction of Saniba Baito, a first-time shopper at the annual American Association of University Women, or AAUW, book sale held at the Hibbing Armory. I talked with her as she waited in line to check out. She is one of the early shoppers who had packed the armory on the first morning of this three-day event. I asked what she had found.
Well, you know what? I was really lucky because I ended up getting the 50-cent romance books, and I got a bag of them. A whole big bag of them. I mean, I'm so excited. Now I have to just put them in order at home and then pull out one when I want to read.
I talked with many excited readers throughout the day. The Hibbing Armory is a cavernous space, which contained rows and rows of tables overflowing with books. The spaces under the table contained boxes full of books, ready to be moved up to the top as soon as space permitted. Now, this was pure nirvana for a book fanatic like me, and I wasn't alone. The aisles between the tables were crowded with people of all ages and descriptions, most carrying armloads or bags full of books. Some were pushing shopping carts, scanning the tables, searching for more. I found someone who could tell me more about what I was seeing.
I'm Barb Wojak, and I've been the chair. This is my 20th year. We do lots of work for 5 days sorting about 60,000 books.
So where do all the books come from?
They are donated. We start from scratch every year. They're donated by the public. They're donated by libraries. Sometimes after their sales, we get them after that. People come from Aurora, Tower to give us books, Cook.
Tell me a little bit about AAUW.
AAUW is the American Association of University Women. It's a national organization. We support scholarship education for women, equity for women, pay equity, legal advocacy for people who are having trouble in the colleges getting tenure. We have sponsored research for bullying in the schools, sexual harassment in the schools, equity for girls in the classroom. We lobby in Washington.
Specifically from the book sale, so where do the proceeds go for that?
We last year were able to give $13,000 in scholarships to the Hibbing Community College students, to Nashua, Keewatin, Chisholm, and Hibbing High School students. We give our scholarships to women and girls.
And I know it takes a lot of work to do this. How many volunteers do you have working on it?
We started working Saturday when we hauled the books in from our storage place where we had them from last summer. We have 3 shifts a day. We have about 8 people each shift. We wouldn't be able to do it without help from the Hibbing Community College Engineering Club, Key Club from Hibbing High School, Nashua Keewatin, National Honor Society students, and this year the Winter Frolic Queen candidates. We love working on this because we see so many people who are book lovers and they wait every year for our sale. Our books are very inexpensive, so it's accessible to everybody. It's really a win-win situation because many people give us the books from the year before and then come back and buy more. A lot of people take the days off of work, so they come Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to the sale.
I returned to the armory floor to talk with more of the shoppers.
I'm Tiffany. My best friend and I come every year and search for new books, Janet Ivanovich books, any college books we can get our hands on. We've been doing this for the last 4 or 5 years. Go home and sort through our whole load of books, see what we want to look for next year.
My name is Jeannie, and I enjoy coming to the book sale every year. And my favorite place is the cookbooks.
Are you finding any treasures this year?
I always find treasures.
Alec Neubauer, I live in Hibbing. I come here every year. Every year I can make it. I come here first day. Sometimes I wish when I bought books I'd bought before and I find them here. Bargain prices.
Sure, I'm Jim and I've been coming here for about 20 years, I guess. And I find lots of really good stuff. I have a lot of interest. And so this is just a great opportunity for that. Got everything from cookbooks to how to build a house. Anything you're interested in, histories.
My name is Chris. I'm a book nut. I'm a binge reader, so I love it because I can come here and get so many books by like one author and just read and read and read and binge. But I also love to decorate with books. I trade books. I have a bunch of friends who do the same thing, so we swap, we read. Well, of course, that's why you're here. You read. I don't know. It's just a blast. We make a whole weekend out of this. We actually stay in Hibbing just for the fun of it. The girls.
Have you found any particular treasures this year?
Classics, yes. Yes, I have found some beautiful, beautiful classics. Nice looking books, but also great reading. So I'm a happy camper.
I visited with Chris's friend, who didn't want to talk on the microphone. I noticed that she was looking through a large loose-leaf notebook that she was carrying, which was indexed with many multicolored tabs. Now, it turned out it was an annotated list of books she had in her own library. Separated by genre and author, it helped to prevent duplicating one she already owned. About 4 hours later, I spoke with Chris again. Back in a corner of the armory, she was boxing up piles of books. Everything on the table was hers. Many of them were being bought for friends and relatives. Her personal books were already loaded in the car. She was going out to dinner with friends that evening and maybe taking a movie afterwards, spending the night in Hibbing and coming back again first thing Saturday morning for another round of book shopping, when everything would be half off. And that's right, that comes to 50 cents per book. I had to take more than one load of books out to the car myself. I came home with 28 new additions to my library, including Sigurd Olsen's Runes of the North, biographies of humorist James Thurber and French impressionist Toulouse-Lautrec, a mystery novel by Donald Westlake, a volume of letters from volunteers in Mississippi during the 1964 Summer of Freedom Project, and two photography books by Ansel Adams. My 28 books seem a paltry number compared to the mountains of books taken home by Chris and others, but they'll provide me with many evenings of happiness over the next couple of months.
Shoving books on the night shift, it takes some time, but I guess I like it.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.